Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. The way of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is total darkness. They have no idea what they're stumbling over. I've spent most of my life in towns or cities, which means I've had very little experience of darkness. However, when I lived in a village in India, I found exactly what it was like. I can recall occasions when I'd walk around on our compound without a single clue as to what was in front of me. I'd reach out my hands in the hope that I'd feel a building or a tree before I collided with it. Such complete darkness is very threatening. And it isn't surprising that the Bible often uses it as a picture of living without God. With none of his light to shine on life's path, it's certain that a person will spend their life stumbling about, lurching from one danger to the next. The contrast couldn't be sharper for the person who walks in God's way. The righteous person, who deliberately seeks to live their life in step with God, lives in the light. When a person sets off on a life with God, the first gleam of dawn shines on them, and as they walk with God, the brightness continually grows until they're walking in the full light of day. In his letter to the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul tells his readers that they are people of the light. In that passage, he quotes what many scholars think was an early church hymn, which might have been sung at a service of baptism. It goes like this: "Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Because the early Christians lived as a tiny minority amid a sea of immorality and godlessness, they needed to be clear where their light came from. They would face many struggles and difficulties, and darkness was never far away, but amidst it all, Christ's light shone on them. So let me ask you a question. In what specific ways have you experienced God's light shining on you? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we worship you because you are the source of light. We invite you to shine your light on our lives today. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. Hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.